League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Listen, did I pull my cart, my little buggy in the dressing room with me when I tried my bathing suit on? Yes, ma'am, I did.
Hell yeah.
I really did.
Yeah. You have to. Are you kidding me?
I know, because I tried on the bathing suits. Now, some of them, they won't fit on me.
I went with a little switchblade, like, put the fanny pack down, bitch.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in my car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit, I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice because I make you think I'm not. You're staying on me. But you don't. Make it look easy. What a joke. Looks can be deceiving. Could let you see the real me. But I let you think I'm
music seems so loud today to me. Am I getting older?
You are.
If the music's too loud, then you're too old.
We need to get you a hearing aid.
No, wait.
Oh my God. That's smoker's wheeze.
She's back on her BS.
That's so bad.
I'm telling you, this is good old pollen. You know, good old allergies.
Earlier today in the store, so Finley does this. Finley's naughty, okay? He's a 9-month-old puppy, naughty. Well, he's discovered his voice, and so, he uses it.
Uh-huh.
And one way I can get his attention, get him to stop, is I have this, like, canned air.
Uh-huh. And like an air horn? Oh, no, like the little cleaner, like, psst, and it
it's like that, but stuff. It's loud. It's, like, yeah. So compressed. It's loud.
Yeah.
But it'll get his attention and make him stop. Well, sometimes if I don't have it and I'm walking around,
yeah,
I'll just do it with my mouth. I'll be like, shh. And that gets, he'll stop.
Oh.
Well.
I got Maggie's too.
Sorry, Megs. Look at her face.
I know. She's like, what?
So I had a woman in the store today and she was just kind of a pain in the ass to begin with. But she's walking around and Finley is barking at her new dog from the back, like he couldn't even see the dog. He just knew that dog was there and I was with the dog. So he's jealous.
Yeah.
So she turned her back to walk away from me and I said, shh. And Finley stopped and she whipped around so fast and was like, was that a sneeze?
Yeah.
I was like, no, it wasn't. But I wanted to be like, it's pollen season in the Carolinas. And if you're that concerned about a sneeze,
go home.
Where's your mask?
Right.
Where's your mask, lady?
And also, like, people sneezed before COVID. Like, a sneeze isn't
It's a fucking
new.
Sneeze. And right. I was, like, 15 feet away from her. So even if it was a sneeze.
I'd be like, it was, and it came out of nowhere. You're like, uh-oh, I feel like a cough is coming on.
I'd be like, do you smell anything? I smell nothing.
Right. I don't smell COVID.
Yeah.
No, people are something. Yeah, it is pollen season. And I tell all my clients, I'm like, I'm going to be like this for the next freaking 5 weeks.
Yeah.
It just is every year that just is just what it is. It sucks. But anyway. Okay, y'all. Boy, oh boy, do I have a book for you. So that's the only thing I've storied in the last 2 days. Because that's the only thing I've done in the last 2 days.
That's fair.
I have a kid. Doesn't matter. I'm reading my book. I'm on chapter whatever. Okay, so I am late to the Colleen Hoover game. I see so many people post about it that I just... I love reading, but I'm like the same way. You know how I am when I get onto a TV show that I'm like obsessed. It's like an obsessive thing and I will binge it and just whatever. I'm the same way about books. I've talked about this before on the podcast when we were talking about Jessica Simpson, I think. And... anyway, so one of my clients on Saturday was like, we were talking about books or something or reading. I don't even remember. And I was like, yeah, I want something to read. Like, I love reading, but I just don't. And so she's like, you need to get It Ends With Us and Ugly Love by Colleen Hoover. And I said, okay. So I bought both of them. And originally, the Ugly Love one wasn't available. I had to go to a different Target and get that one. But this one was available at the one on my way home. And so I started reading it on Sunday. Today is Monday. And
I was like, wait, Sunday, like yesterday?
I'm saying it so like the people listening. In one day, because I started it like midday yesterday, I am almost done. I'm on page 220. And
she's a little more than halfway.
I'm like, it is.
I don't know if that's almost done, but you're a
little. It is. That's how much is left. I have less than halfway to go.
Yeah. I said you're more than halfway.
Oh, yeah. And when I tell y'all, I cannot stop reading this book. The only reason I didn't read it all day today was because I had to work. But I've been listening to the. I actually had to work.
That was rude.
Colleen Hoover does not pay me. So I had to. She should. But even in the car on my way home, I used one of my Audible credits so I could listen to the book because I'm that freaking obsessed with it.
Okay, so I am also late to the Colleen Hoover game.
I keep hearing pickup, and it's because that microphone is working. It's picking up my. I'm like, why is it doing that? Now, do you hear that?
It's fine. Yeah.
I mean, we're leaving this, but
it's fine.
I'm like, why am I hearing an echo?
I'll edit this part out.
Okay.
So I'm also late to the Colleen Hoover.
Yeah.
Game, whatever. I don't know. Verity was a book that was recommended to me a lot.
Yes.
Apparently all of her books, there's lots of gratuitous sex.
Mm-hmm.
Verity, I guess, is like one of the like raunchiest books.
Yeah.
I mean, like, whatever. I'm fine with it. I don't really care one way or another.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm less about it unless it plays like a role in the storyline.
This one doesn't have that in here. I don't need
sex just to have sex in the books.
I mean, this one talks about sex, but it's not, it isn't like, I don't know.
In there for like shock value.
No, she's just talking about like on a very baseline surface level. I mean, she does go into some detail, but not anything
crazy. Which is fine. Like, it's fine. It's no different than like a TV show, you know what I mean? Or a movie.
It is definitely part of the storyline. Like 100%. Like it needs to be. And it's crazy because you know how, like, I'm a Nicholas Sparks reading kind of girl. Like, I'm not deep. Like, I don't read anything too, like, crazy and like
see, suspense. And Nicholas Sparks is not for me,
right? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not really a book that most people don't like his books, or they don't care because they want to read something like suspenseful or like a little juicy, deeper,
yeah.
And his are, you know, they're typical love happy stories,
yeah,
and you know what's gonna happen. But I'm very much a Hallmark movie kind of girl, I love that. And so, in this book, I'm tripping because there's two love stories going on, and I'm the type of person, I'm like overanalyzing while I'm reading. I just need to chill out and read the book because I'm like, okay, why is it called It Ends With Us? Like, okay, is it because of this or is it because of that? Like, my brain is trying to figure out the story when I just need to read the book, you know? And it's just so like captivating from kind of the beginning. I mean, you don't really have to read too many pages before it's like you're hooked into it.
And that's what I need with a book. Like, same. I need it to get my attention.
Yeah.
Right away. If I'm three pages in and I'm not interested yet, I'm not reading it.
Yeah. And I'm the same way. I'm the same way when it comes to TV show, because everything in my mind, I'm like, am I going to waste my time? Like, I don't want to waste my time. So if I'm not hooked into something in the very beginning of a TV show or reading a book, like you said, you know, getting a couple pages in, I ain't trying to be like, all right, girl, come on.
No.
Because then I'm not going to do it.
If I'm chapters in and I'm still not invested. No. I don't care.
No way.
I had an English teacher once who I asked her how she like picks her books.
Okay.
And she told me she reads when she's shopping at the bookstore or whatever.
Page.
She reads the first page and the last page.
I do the last page.
And I'm like, and I do too now. Ever I'm since fighting, she told me that.
I'm not reading the last page of this book. You have no idea how many times I've opened it because I love reading
the last page. No, you're in it now. You can't read the last page.
I know, but I wanted to so bad because there's certain parts. I've literally skimmed through the back of the book.
Bad.
I'm horrible. I can't help it. I'm like, what is wrong with me?
You were a present shaker, weren't you?
Oh, no. You know what we did? We unwrapped we took a X-Acto knife and unwrapped it. We did tell my mom about this later in life. Unwrap, cut the tape lines, open the gift entirely, and then put it back. We were horrible. Yeah.
See, I like surprises that I could never.
I can't. I don't. I wanted to send you a picture of your surprise. Like, I can't. I just want to give it to people. I love giving gifts. I love that. But I can barely hold on to it.
See, I'm that way when it comes to giving.
Okay.
But when it comes to like receiving, I don't want to know. I like the surprise. I don't want it to be ruined.
In my mind, I think I like surprises, but then I guess I don't because I'm like, tell me now. Okay, just tell me. I want to know. What is it? What is it?
Lay it on me.
I know. I don't know.
Anyways, moral of the story is I have also heard Colleen Hoover is the shit and that I need to read her books.
Read a book.
So I ordered Verity. I have that one.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, well, should I start with Verity or should I start with other ones? I feel like Verity
so
is
many people the recommend,
cult classic.
Yes, but people recommended these. Like even, so my client / friend Alex recommended this one and Ugly Love to start with. Amazon has a bundle of those two books. And mm-hmm. so many people DM'd me yesterday and they were like, this book is amazing. Read Ugly Love next. Those are the best.
Okay, so maybe
for
I'll
some
order.
Reason, I don't know why that is. And if you're listening to this and you disagree, slide into our DMs and let us know why. But it seems like everybody said start with these two. And like I said, Amazon has a bundle. I didn't
like
see that.
We need to re-up the Swiping Up Book Club in the Facebook group.
I know we should. Let's do it. Because I loved that. It didn't happen because of COVID. Y'all, if you're new here, we had a whole Swiping Up Book Club planned. We were reading Jessica Simpson's book 2 years ago when it launched.
We were going to do a live book discussion. It was going to be like, we were so excited. And then COVID happened. So we were like,
crap.
it was like right in the beginning. And we were like, oh, so let's put it off
a couple weeks. Yeah.
Because also, side note, we recorded like 3 episodes all in one day. Figuring that would get us through quarantine. Yeah.
Oh, bless our hearts. We were so innocent.
We
so
really
sweet.
Were. Joke
we
was on
the
us.
Curve. We just really helped flatten things.
Yeah. Yeah. It was bad. So.
All right. Well, let's reamp that.
I think.
Back up.
I think that would be a good idea.
I do too. Great.
Yeah. Oh, what was I going to say? There was something else I was going to say about the book thing. I don't remember what it is.
Well, now I want you to read. Okay. I really want to do a book club. So
we can. Okay. So can we do Verity as the first book?
Yes.
Cause I have it and I want to read it.
Okay. Well, I'm almost done with this one. And I guess I won't read Ugly Love or I'll probably read that in like 2 days too. All right. Let's post in our group.
So we'll post in our group and we'll get a vote like what people want to read.
Yeah.
Cause I think a lot of people have read Verity. So maybe that's like,
oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll figure it out. But yes, I like really want to do it now. I'm very smart.
I said at the beginning of the year that I wanted to read 12 books this year. I wanted to read one book a month.
Okay.
We are in April and I have read 0 books.
Oh, good. You're on the right track.
I am doing well.
Trending up. Yeah.
I did start a book. I started the book that you got me actually. The
housewife one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Is it?
Oh, it's good. I just don't have time. I like don't make time to read.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know what? Reading is a great hobby, but I'm here to normalize like consuming social media and reality TV and pop culture as a hobby.
Oh.
When people ask me what my hobbies are, I say I don't have any. I work. That's my hobby. And that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, no, I have hobbies.
Yeah.
I watch Bravo and other reality TV, I consume pop culture and I consume social media.
You are a Bravo-holic and there is something to be said about that.
It's an investment of time. Totes. It brings me joy. Yeah. And isn't that what hobbies are?
Yes.
100%. An investment of time that bring you joy?
Literally.
So I'm here to normalize those things. If those bring you joy, feel free to say that they're your hobbies when people ask.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Just like I don't think there's anything wrong with a selfie.
Thank you.
There we are.
I stand everything you just said.
Thank you.
Really? I think I'm going to get that on a t-shirt. Spencer said Instagram is a hobby, so here I am hobbying it up.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No shame.
No, none. I'm the same girl. I'll be getting all kinds of consumed with Instagram and stuff or like social media, but I will tell you, the last 2 days of me reading, it's so nice because I haven't.
It is nice to check
it's
out.
It's easier for me to read a book than to watch a TV show and not touch my phone. Isn't that crazy? Oh. Like I want to, and I like a book. I like to hold the book. Now I do have Audible because I love book. Like I love reading or like biographies and autobiographies. Those are like probably my favorite. I love reading about someone's life and like what they've done. That's my favorite coming from them. And especially if they like narrate it themselves. So I have like the Audible versions of stuff, but there's nothing better than like holding the book. I sat outside yesterday when Fisher played and like holding that book and reading it. It's just, it feels like such a pastime.
Well, I think you don't get, like these days we don't get uninterrupted time. Even when you're watching TV, nine times out of 10, you're still on your phone. Yeah. You're still scrolling probably. Like,
you know, I looked at the top. This is so embarrassing what I'm about to say. Don't judge me because y'all probably would do it too. So last night I was sitting on the couch reading and I kept looking at the top right corner for the time. That's psychotic. And it really did make me step back and be like, wow. Have you ever like held a book or and tried to like zoom in on something like a magazine?
Yes.
And my first reaction is like, oh, let me see. And then I like... No, like that is sad. I mean,
I haven't like physically gone to do it, but I have
like your brain is taking you there.
Yes.
Yes. So last night I kept looking and I was like, oh my gosh, like this is so bad. It really is. You got to retrain that brain. Now, I'm a lot more likely to read in the summer, in the warmer months, than I am in the fall and winter. Are you like that or no?
No, I'm opposite.
Really? I like to read on the boat or like at the beach. I haven't been able to do that a ton, like at the beach with a kid.
Yeah.
But I think the summer might be my summer.
Yeah, no, fall and winter, I usually read more because I'm not outside as much. I'm inside. So, I'll curl up with, like, a blanket. I'll get, like, cozy in my corner on my couch. And then I turn the rain sounds on because I like to read to the rain sounds.
Oh, I haven't thought of that. Yeah. I like that.
Oh, I set a whole mood. I light candles. I turn the rain noise on in the background. And then I, like, cozy up with a blanket.
All right. I'm a summer girl.
My reading
reader,
zone.
Yeah. I'll go sit on the back, you know, my back patio, my back porch, my little lounger. Yeah. Mm. Wow. Now that we've talked about reading, this is a reading podcast.
Yeah. So it's fine. It's not just reading. We talked about normalizing your hobbies. So, you know, we covered multiple things.
We did. Y'all are welcome. Speaking of covering multiple things, Brighton Butler is pregnant with baby number two.
That's exciting.
Yes. Their little one is what? Maybe a year old, right? She's not that old.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Time wise.
So she's pregnant due this fall. The babes are just popping.
Never comes up for me.
Never for me.
Mm-mm. Like never.
And as a matter of
fact, Instagram is so weird. Like I know. That.
She doesn't come up for me so much that I didn't realize she had a son, not a daughter. And I just said a daughter.
I didn't question it.
I said her kid, whatever. Anyway, she has a son and now she's pregnant again. So congrats to her. Excuse me.
I would just like to go on record as saying we knew when she was pregnant the first time.
We did. We called it. We called that on.
Just saying.
Didn't we call it on stories too?
Yeah. I did like a whole like breaking news thing because she was standing in front of the fertility clinic.
That's
and said she was right there.
Why?
It was just a coincidence.
Right. That feels so long ago.
It was.
Not that long ago. Wow. Speaking of coincidences, actually, it's not a coincidence at all, but We Were What has now launched a credit card, which.
What?
Yes, exactly. So let me pull up the information so I don't mess this up. So she is introducing a We Were What Rewards Visa card.
That's a tongue twister.
I know. I can't even talk anyway. And they're doing 10% cash back in rewards, 5% back on all her favorite places, and 1% everywhere else. What? I know. The rewards are redeemable at their www or any of our amazing brand partners like Jack's Wife Frida, Lola Taverner, Mom. Anyway, places that they like.
It's an actual credit card, not like a card loyal to her brand. You know what I mean? Like store credit cards, how you can only use them at the stores.
It's a Visa, but it's like her branded We Were What. And she said that they're going to be adding more partners in NYC and beyond to make the coolest rewards card you can have in your wallet. How funny that like of all like the scandals and stuff. And she's like, I have a credit card. Like what?
For somebody who is notoriously untrustworthy.
Right.
That's I feel like she's the last person, the last brand that should have a credit card that preys on people. I mean, not that I'm anti-credit card. I'm not.
No.
But
like her, that's what I mean. Like her of all people to have something like that. Like what a coincidence that... Your
track record,
right? Like your track record
I need to talk to somebody at Visa.
You're pushing a credit card? Like, what? Like, right. I'm sorry. No.
Mm-mm. I mean, I want to know what her retainer fees are for her lawyers.
Girl.
Just saying.
I know. And she hasn't been on my radar in a skinny minute. Someone actually sent that. No,
which
our
is
DMs.
Actually a impressive. Good thing.
Is it that we don't see it? Is it that she just keeps everything hush hush? We don't know because we don't wear what?
No, we do not.
We don't.
Interesting.
Yeah. Pop of Pippi, y'all have heard us talk about Shannon quite a bit. She's a North Carolina girl. She lost her mom within 6 months ago, unexpectedly.
Yeah.
And then over the weekend, she lost her dad.
It's so sad.
It is so sad. I cannot stop thinking about her. And I messaged her. I was like, I literally have thought about you so much. Can you imagine like the heartbreak? She was really close with her mom.
Yeah.
And it's so, I cannot imagine losing both of my parents within 6 months. Like, you're still processing. She's still very open and very transparent about still processing her mom and it not feeling real and still trying to figure out
oh, yeah.
what that looks like. And then that happened over the weekend unexpectedly. And just, if you're the praying kind, lift her in prayer, reach out to her because that is just, oh, she's one of my favorite people on Instagram and she's a North Carolina girl, which we love.
She's very sweet.
She is.
They say that that happens a lot though. Like I told you, my dad lost his parents like that. They were 6 months apart.
Yeah.
You know, you see these people that have been married their whole lives and it's like,
you almost don't know how to live without the other one.
Like your body literally can't figure out how to live without the other
person.
Which
in like part of it is very endearing and very sweet that that's how it's like the Notebook, you know, like in that storyline, they like die together. And like, that is such a like interwoven love. And so I told her, I was like, you know, at least they're back together.
It's a beautiful thing. That, yeah. But it's like, obviously heart-wrenching for the people left behind.
Right. That's what I was gonna say. Selfishly, like we always want someone here with us, not in heaven or whatever you believe for that afterlife, you know, but my heart literally breaks for her because I just truly could not imagine losing both of my parents like that.
No.
Okay. Well, no one's living under a rock these days because Stoney Clover, you've probably all seen it. And if you follow us, you've definitely seen it because we had a whole story segment today on the Stoney Clover Target launch.
People felt some kind of way.
They did. It was literally one extreme to the other. And there were some really great points. I personally did shop the sale or the launch. I thought it was awesome. I like Stoney Clover. I have some of their bag. I have a duffel bag. I've got the makeup bag.
Yeah.
And I think that the Target stuff was every bit of great quality for what it is. And the patches, you can have them sewn into the stuff that you bought from Target. But
so my feelings on, and I think I've talked about this on the show. Like it's not that I dislike Stoney Clover stuff. I think it's very cute.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't see the value in it for their regular line.
Uh-huh.
Especially, like, I remember when the company first came out.
Yeah.
And, like, the stuff was still expensive, but it is so much more expensive now than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see the value in their regular line.
Right.
I think it's cute. I think it's adorable. I am not going to spend money on it.
That's the thing, yeah.
However, when the Target line dropped, I was like, well, damn, these are actually really good price points. These are price points less than what I would spend on, like, their regular line.
Right.
So I'm like, okay. And they had so much. They had clothes. Their clothes went through 4X. Their shoes went through a size 12. Yep. Like, it was super inclusive, which is amazing.
Yep.
And they had a lot more than just what they're typically known for.
Right.
The bathing suits, the skincare things, the travel, you know, they had more travel things.
Right.
I thought it was really, like,
it was
so
awesome.
Smart for them.
Yeah. It was a huge variety of literally everything. Mm-hmm. And the quality, like the shirts and stuff, it was almost like a linen. I bought a jumper and then a shirt and a bathing suit. And
which jumper did you get?
The yellow and white striped one.
I wish I had bought that because I almost did.
Today. You need to stop on the way home at Holly Springs.
I know.
Because I just bought that today. So
it's 8:20.
You have time. Yes, they will. But I agree. Like
we can be twins.
We'll be twins together. You know where? You know where it?
Yeah.
It will be twins together. Duh. That's what twins are. What? Oh God. Stony Clover and Target got you a little overextended this month because same.
Just a little bit.
Just a little. It was a great collab. What can I say? So our show sponsor, Truebill, is really awesome because it helps you track your spending, track all the things that come in and out of your account. I know I'm guilty of it. We've talked about it a million times. Mm-hmm. I just auto set stuff, forget about it. And then next thing you know, $50 here, poof, be gone. Truebill is a new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will help cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. Super easy. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to.
And more so than just watching out for your like subscriptions and the money that you don't know is leaving your account or money that you've forgotten that you've committed to spending.
Yeah.
It does help track just your day-to-day spending, and it gives you alerts for when you hit certain thresholds or if it like learns the patterns of your bills. So I get notifications when bills are coming out each week. It'll say like, hey, this week you have mm-hmm. three bills coming out. Tap for more. And then it'll tell me what's coming out, when it's coming out. Stuff that like I should track as an adult, but I
forget.
Just don't.
It helps plan so much too. Like if you know you have stuff coming out, then you can plan for your purchases that way too.
1,000%. So bring on the collabs, Target. We're ready for some more, you know? Yeah. Truebill has over 2 million users and has helped save them over $100 million. That's insane. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/swiping up. Go right now, Truebill.com/swiping up. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/swiping up.
We talked about it on the show a couple years ago. So the first time I ever heard about Stony Clover was from LaBev. Yes, guys, you heard it right. Laura Beverlin.
Wow, she influenced you.
She did. I used to follow her very closely. I really liked her. I think I bought it 3 or 4 years ago. I looked it up. Remember when we were doing it?
Yeah.
And I paid $190 for the duffel bag and I got my initials on it.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I think that same duffel bag, I posted it on my stories when we had this conversation before. Yeah.
It was like $260 or something, right?
Yes. It was like $100 more or something, yeah. Or almost $100 more than what it was. I have the makeup bag with my initials on it. And I think the quality is great. I really do. And it's easy to wipe clean and whatever. But I agree with you. I am just dumb. And sometimes I'll buy stuff that... I tell my mom all the time, I can be so cheap when it comes to certain things. And then other stuff, I won't even blink at. You know, I'll buy a Louis Vuitton.
That's how I am, though.
Right.
That's how everybody is. It's because it all depends. Perception, that's exactly what it is. It's your perception.
Yeah.
If you perceive that something has value, mm-hmm. then you're not going to think twice about it.
Right.
Somebody could be like, oh my God, Stony Clover is the best quality stuff in the whole world. I don't care that I'm going to spend $300 on a cheap duffel.
Yeah.
Because to them, it's not cheap.
Right.
It's worth it. And then some people aren't.
No.
You're going to look at a Louis Vuitton bag and be like, oh my God, $3,000? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take my money. That's worth every penny. And someone else is like, hell no, that's my rent for 2 months. You know, whatever.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's all relative to your life and you. But yeah, I tell my mom all the time, I'm like, no, I would never buy those fake plants for $50. And then like in the next aisle, I'll buy like a picture frame for like $400. And I was like, what? I'm like, I don't know why I'm this way. But I think the prices for the Target stuff was probably lower than what they could be, but they don't need to be as high as they are. I think a normal
price. That's exactly how I felt about their pricing.
Yeah, because the prices were low at Target. I mean, the mini makeup bags were $15.
Yeah.
Shirts, $20. That jumpsuit, I think, was $30.
And realistically, their margins on their regular line.
Honey, makes up for it.
They're right. Yeah. They're probably huge. Honestly, the price points for the Target, I mean, granted, their like MOQs and stuff were probably so high for the Target, they were able to get really good pricing.
Right. Yeah.
But yes, I'm on the exact same page as you. Their regular line pricing should be somewhere in between,
I agree.
In my opinion. Mm-hmm. But the Target line was such a, and this is what Target gets so right about their collabs and why I think Target just like is amazing in this way. It gives accessibility to people who like either can't afford the regular line or don't want to spend the money on the regular line, don't see the value, whatever the case may be. Yeah. It gives them, it taps into a much, much wider audience for
and
them.
People, when I went to the one near my house, I went and like, I forgot all about the launch. Like I knew it was coming up, but I just wasn't thinking about it. And my friend left that morning, like at 6 a.m. And so I was up and I was just scrolling Instagram. I had fallen back asleep, scrolling Instagram at like 7. And I saw Jen Reed had posted it. And I was like, shoot, I forgot about it. I was like, dang it, I missed it. So I jumped online. Pissed. Yeah, well, I jumped online and of course things were showing limited availability or limited stock. Check stores because all the stores were different. And I was like, shoot, I can't believe I missed it. Like, I really wanted to go. So I was like, you know what? I have to go to work today, but I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to put my gym clothes on and I'm going to hit Target and then I'll go to the gym and then I'm going to go to work. No, I hit Target and then I went to work. So I got there at like 8 and I guess they were just, it launched at 8 maybe in store at most places because they were still setting it up. And so there were only... So
here's Wendy.
I know. Hovering.
Walking.
Yes. Hovering with my car.
Can you just throw one of those in my car? Thanks.
Literally. I texted you at like 8:30 and I was
yes,
like...
Yes, I know.
Am I shopping the Sony Glover? Yes, I am.
And that's when I realized it had launched. Yeah. I, for whatever reason, had in my head April 4th.
Oh,
April 4th.
Yeah.
So she sent me this text Saturday or whatever, yes, Saturday morning. And I was like, fuck.
Yep. But they so had mad. So much stuff there. And I was telling Spencer before we recorded, I was not greedy. I got what I wanted to get. I got a couple gifts for people and I got some stuff that like I didn't need because the prices were really that good. And I was like, you know what? These are really cute gifts for people like later down the road, like whatever.
Yes.
So I grabbed what I did. I don't think I was being greedy. I mean, I grabbed a good fair amount of stuff, like maybe one of each thing. I don't know. Who's counting? But, and then I went back and I was like, well, if there's anything left, I'll see. And there was still stuff. Like it didn't sell out. And I think it's obviously different regionally. But anyway, the whole point of me telling this, the girls that were working it, they were so sweet. So I was talking to the employees and she kept staring at this tie-dye duffel bag. And I said, dang, girl. I was like, do you have anybody that can like get it for you? And then you can like have it in the back. And she's like, no, I can't because, you know, y'all are shopping it and it's for y'all first. And I was like, oh my God. Do y'all know I went home that day and I was like, why didn't I buy that for that girl? Why? And she probably couldn't have accepted it, but like bothered me.
Yeah.
I hope she got the freaking duffel bag. But so many people were like, I don't even know what this is. And so I had this whole conversation at the one across the street from my work.
You're like, let me tell you.
I was like, this is a brand. I was like, girl, this is a like fraction of the cost. And then someone else like piped in. She's like, oh, I went home and my mom sent me back because it was.
Yeah. I'm dead.
But it really was like a really cool thing. I mean, Target, like you said, they just know, and creating the hype around it creates this buzz about people don't know about the brand, but now they do. People are going to miss out on this and go to the website and get sucked into stuff.
Right. They're going to have FOMO.
And so they
need something. Even if it's the cheapest piece on the website, you're going to need something.
Or if you bought patches and you want to like add them to a bag, or if you bought a bag and now you need patches, whatever it is, you're still going to probably shop their brand. And you definitely know about them now because Target in every single store, Spencer's like, where is it at? I'm like, girl, right when you walk in, I mean, you're going to walk in the doors of Target and then there's the display. So they know what they're doing. I mean, I'm just, one day we're going to have our swiping up collab and then people are going to know about us. We really are going to be worldwide. Oh, speaking of, are there Targets in Canada?
No, I don't believe so.
Man, we had so many Canadian messages today about girls not being able to get the Stony Clover stuff. And then someone messaged us and was like, are there not Targets? I'm like, honestly, I do not know.
I don't think so. There's a couple swipers that have been with us since like the beginning of the show. And I am almost positive that anytime we've had swipe ups at the end of the show from Target, they've messaged us and said like, I wish I could get it.
I'm laughing because I was reading one of the responses. I just, this one's actually funny. She said, just have your cart ready at 3 a.m. Personally, anyone over 21 shouldn't be worried about Stone and Clover.
Well, there's a lot of people that were saying it's like Lisa Frank for adults for grown-ups.
Or Claire's. They're like, it reminds me of Claire's. And the number one answer of the comparisons that they sent us was that it was like limited to her justice. So I was like, you know what? Guilty as charged. I think it's super bitter. Cute. No, I'm a very bubblegummy person. I love like those colors, and their colors are so like super cute, beachy, on brand. It's fun. Love it. Right.
But I do get it. It's a different aesthetic.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I understand it does look.
It's not my favorite aesthetic. I am definitely more of a neutrals gal.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes to like accessories and stuff, I love color.
Yeah.
Clothes, don't put color on me. I'm not interested. I want neutrals.
Right.
But my accessories and stuff, I'll wear color.
Oh yeah.
My travel stuff, I'll have color.
I know, it's fine. They're just cute. Whatever.
Everybody needs a little color in their life.
Everybody needs a little color in their life. And Stony Clover did just that. They gave us all the things we needed. So if you are listening to this and you missed it, check your Target. Oh, I was telling Spencer, and I told some people in DMs, you need to check the store, because my Target, I can literally be standing at the display. And today when I went back, yesterday they had no cups, and I went back today and I got my mom one and me one. They had like the tumblers, and yeah, there was like 50 tumblers, and there was like 20 pink backpacks, and there was still fanny pack. There was the teal fanny pack and the teal book bag. Like, there was tons of stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to stop and look.
So check your Targets, guys.
One, I will say though, like, so the conversation that we were having on stories was all about people were pissed off that like influencers were going and buying a ton of shit and then storing about
it. Who bought 40 beach towels for their house?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody said that.
Oh, multiple people there in our DM said that somebody went and bought 40 beach towels. I didn't see it. I didn't really see the ones.
I mean, that's a lot of beach towels. 40,
yeah, that's a lot of beach towels. What kind of friggin' beach house do you have?
Maybe it was LeBev for her former home/rental.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that they're renting it out.
Probably.
I don't know that for a fact, but
word on the street, word on the beaches.
Well, they do have their beach house.
Yeah,
so maybe.
Well, somebody bought 40 beach towels, and I have no idea who it was. But
honestly, 40 beach towels. Do you know how many they probably had made? I'm just saying, to buy 40 beach towels is not that serious. But people were pissed off that they were buying like lots and lots of multiples of the same item, and saying they were buying them for giveaways, this, that, and the other thing. And people were like, honestly, like, I never win giveaways, or like, nobody ever wins giveaways. Like, I'd rather just have the chance to like go buy it myself, blah, blah, blah. And like, I get it. I don't think like you went and you like didn't buy multiples of anything. You bought one of each thing, and then you went back later after people had their chance, blah, blah, blah. Fine. There are people that are buying it and reselling it though. And like, that's kind of fucked up.
Yep.
Like, there's one girl, I'm not going to say which group it's in, but it's in one of the bloggers groups, like Facebook groups. And she posted that she bought, basically she said that she bought a shitload of stuff and that it was all on her Poshmark and left her Poshmark, like, tag, link, whatever. And people were like,
wait, the girl put that in the group?
Not the blogger. Another girl.
No, the girl that bought it up was like advertising it? Okay, what?
So she posted it in this group and was like, if anybody's looking for anything, I bought a ton of stuff. It's on my Poshmark.
Uh-uh.
And she had it marked up to like regular Stony Clover prices. Yes. And people were like, girl, that's not okay. And she's like, I mean, it's just the stuff that I didn't want to keep. So
she
was, right. She's like,
sell it for what you paid for it plus shipping.
Exactly. She's like, it's just the stuff that I don't want to keep. I mean, if I don't sell it, then I'm just going to return it. And the girls are like, absolutely not. Like, that's fucked up. Like, go return it if you don't want it. And you didn't want it because you're not going to want 6 pink backpacks.
No.
You bought them to sell them. Anyways.
That's and so some, shady.
There were a couple people that were like, get your coin, sis. Get your coin. I was like, no.
That's not
I don't
the point
like that.
Of these, though. That See, I don't like that either.
Especially because they're not restocking it.
Right, and it's not the same. Don't sell it for the Stony Clover price that's on their website, because it's not the same quality either. I think the quality is great, but it's not the same. So someone just messaged us on our question box and said, I wish they would have limited how much you could purchase in the store. Some lady wiped out my whole Target 5 carts to resell at her business. I'm sure for double the price. Now, that is true. No. They really should have limited the maybe quantities of stuff that people, I mean, I don't know. It's so hard because some people did online. To me, online would be hard because like when I was shopping it at 8 a.m., there was guys there literally pulling stuff for orders. Like I heard them talking.
Oh, sure.
He said that people were trying to come and take stuff out of the cart. So he was like making jokes about it. I was like, you just don't cut even throat. Know. Yeah. No, I would
like
never.
You got to have a switchblade in Target for the Stony Clover sale.
Right. Listen, did I pull my cart, my little buggy in the dressing room with me when I tried my bathing suit on? Yes, ma'am, I did.
Hell yeah.
I really did.
Yeah. You have to. Are you kidding me?
I know, because I tried on the bathing suits. Now, some of them, they won't get on me.
I went with right a little switchblade like, put back the fanny pack down, bitch.
You better back off. This is my car.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, God. Get your own makeup bag or else. I'll sell it to you in the parking lot for $30.
But really, God. Though. But anyways, this girl like just couldn't understand why people were like all up on her ass. And I'm like, bitch, because that's fucked up. And then you're in an influencers group like selling your stuff, like trying to get people to go to your Poshmark.
Right. That is okay. So bold. Like it's real heated right now. Give it some time. Cause I'm in another Facebook group, same situation, but people were asking about like, if you saw, you know, this particular product or if you saw this, let them know and they would pay you to like get, you know, the shipping stuff. And I'm like, and that's cool.
That's
like to do that.
Fine. Yeah. Like there was a lot of that conversation happening in this group too. People were like, hey, if you grabbed a green fanny pack, whatever, right. Let me know, whatever the case. Yeah. They were like,
or if you change your mind on something and you didn't want it, you could like at least post it there. Cause I even thought about that when I got back with my stuff and I like divvied it up for whatever. I was like, if there's anything that I don't want, I can post it in our group and be like, hey, I have extra this. And I would never, ever be like, I paid $20 for the travel stickers and for my troubles, it's going to be $32. What? No, bitch. You were going to Target anyway.
Right. Yeah.
I don't like that. Ew. No. I hope she second guesses that. I hope she can't sleep at night. I hope if she's looking for a spoon, all she finds is forks.
Amen. Amen, sis.
I said that for you.
Hope she gets diarrhea on a plane.
Heck yeah, honey. And I hope there ain't no toilet paper, no one ply, nothing in sight. Not even a baby wipe, because it'll clog it up and the plane will go pew, down.
Speaking of no toilet paper, so when we were at that softball tournament, I went into one of the stalls and praise the Lord, I was the only one in the bathroom because
they wanted toilet paper.
I took a number one and a number two and there was no toilet paper.
Good for you.
Thank you. You know, when you gotta go, you gotta go. We were there for 12 hours.
If
gotta
it hits, go. That's it, you know?
So I'm like, son of a bitch. There's nobody in the stall next to me that can hand me toilet paper. My ass waddles with my pants around my knees.
I'm just picturing this.
I'm waddling to the next stall. And I was like, for the love of God, like nobody opened the door. Nobody opened the door. And then I was like, son of a bitch. So I get out and I tell all the girls, I'm like, FYI. And of course, I didn't bring my phone with me either. Good.
Right. Of course not.
So I get out and I tell all my girls, I'm like, do not go in the handicap stall of the bathroom. And yes, before any of you get all fucking pissy about me going in the handicap stall, I'm gonna go in the handicap stall. That's just how I feel. If there's nobody in there.
Is it the first one?
No, like when it's you always in? The last one.
Oh, right. Okay. The first one is the cleanest.
I mean,
statistically.
That's great. I but always use the handicap.
Okay. No. I'm not. Hey, you do you,
the
boo.
Handicaps usually reliably have hooks, you know,
the bags and stuff.
Right. Yeah. And you
I
know
will
what?
Throw I'm just up go. If you put your bag, not you, but like people that put their purses on a public restroom floor.
Ew. Who would do that?
I have seen it. I promise. I feel like.
No.
It was either my mother-in-law. Somebody did that, I promise. And I was like, get your purse on that floor. First of all, your purse on the floor is bad luck. Second of all, ew.
No,
I'm
ma'am.
I'm throwing up thinking about it.
No, ma'am.
No.
Well, it's apparently a hot debate, the whole handicap, non-handicap. But if there's nobody in the bathroom,
yeah,
I'm going to use the handicap. I'm not parking my ass in there for 15 minutes.
Right.
And if I hear the creak of a wheelchair, I'm going to get out. Like, right. I don't know what to tell you.
Exactly.
But that's how I feel. But apparently it's a thing. You're either a handicap bathroom user or you're not. And I am. So
honestly,
that is the plight that I live with.
That is the stall you're going to poop in.
That's right. Anyways, so the next time I have to go to the bathroom, yeah. I'm like, hell no, not going in that stall. I go in the first stall. The cleanest, as you say.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And there's no toilet paper in that one. But now there's toilet paper in all the other ones. So there was a girl in the handicap. And I said, hey, I need some. Will you pass some over?
I need some TP. Throw it.
Like that. Everyone, every woman for herself. Anyways, I don't know what got me on that tangent. But
here we are. And
if you see a bitch that needs some toilet paper,
help her out.
Give her some toilet paper. And if you see a bitch waddling through a bathroom with her pants around her knees,
it was Spencer.
Don't ask questions.
Okay, don't.
No, just let her do her thing. Yeah. She's just trying to get along with her day.
She's just a gal trying to wipe her booty hole.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that. It's terrible. Do we want to do swipe ups this week?
We do, as a matter of fact, because I brought one.
Perfect.
Oh, I'll go first. Okay. So chapstick. Yeah. Total hydration.
Okay.
When I tell you, it's actually supposed to be a vitamin enriched night serum, mm-hmm. but I use it throughout the day.
Uh-huh.
It is one of the best products I have ever put on my lips.
Let me
from
smell
chapstick.
It. They have this in the tube too. It's the same one. It's the
same. Well, that is a tube.
Like I'm in confused. The twist up tube. Like the tube, not the squeezy.
Oh, no, it's different. This is an oil. It's like a serum. It's like, I don't know how else to describe it.
Smells delicious. It smells almost identical to, there's a silver, it looks just like this, but it's a tube and it's almost like a Vaseline, but it's in the.
So I know what you're talking about, but this
smells
is.
Smells similar.
It's more, it's from the same line, but this one is more serum-y and it's supposed to be just overnight.
Love that.
The other one is. Look at you. Like all day. But my lips at that softball tournament got
so chapped.
Super sunburnt. Oh. Really sunburnt. And very wind. It was an incredibly windy weekend. Yeah, so windy. I got windburn also. Mm-hmm. Windy being basic.
Windy Dawn. My name is Windy Dawn. My mom had weather on the brain.
People are going to message you and be like, oh my God, I thought it was Wendy.
What?
Wendy.
Instead of Windy?
Yeah. People are going to think, Windy, your name is Windy now.
Like Windy, W-I-N-D-Y?
Yes.
Don't think that, y'all. My name is Windy.
Anyways, my lips were a wreck, and I used this after.
I like the tube of that because it's like so skinny.
I used it every night, and then I used it when we got back, and
put some on,
my
let
lips
me see.
Healed real nice.
They did? How much is that, like $5?
$8. So it's
damn,
a little.
Chapstick. No, chapstick as a whole has gotten steep.
It has. This was significantly more than the other chapstick.
I would buy that for $8 though. If you're saying it's valuable, sister, I believe you.
Puts the Laneige, whatever, to shame.
Nuh-uh.
Hand to God, swear.
Dang, as I like, when we're recording, I have my Laneige or however. And I coat this on my lips the entire time we're recording. Mm-hmm. So it's
try
the same.
A little bit of that.
Well, I just put this on. Oh. But I want to buy that. I'm going to swipe up on your thing.
It's honestly the best.
Dang.
Yep.
Okay.
Love
well,
it.
Well, you sold me. Okay. My swipe up. I think I'm going to do my book. Let me see. Am I going to do my book? Should I do my book or my face wash? Pick one.
Oh, you should do your face wash. You already talked about the book.
All right. Okay, fine.
You hyped up the book. We're already sold on the book.
Okay, good. Y'all are going to buy the book and then you're going to buy the face wash. Okay, so I love, and I've talked about this in stories now for maybe a year or so I've been using it, but the Revision Brightening Face Wash. I'm telling y'all, it is muy bien.
You've used that one for a long time now.
Yes. Yeah. And it is so freaking, like, I can't explain it. Like, there's not a lot. Like, I will do medical grade skincare in my face wash. I was always like, okay, if I had the Obagi, I was using, like, the really thick gel Obagi. And it doesn't really mm-hmm. lather. It's like a gel type thing. And I liked that for a while. But then I would, like, switch to something else, like Target, you know, over the counter, whatever. Yeah. And then I got hooked on this one. And I'm telling you, it cleans your skin, and I feel like it really does brighten. Like, I notice a difference. I'm going to say I notice a noticeable difference. There is a noticeable difference when I don't use this for a couple days versus when I use, like, just a regular Joe Schmo one.
Yeah.
It's so good. And obviously, it's a little bit pricier. It's $38, but it lasts me a while.
honestly, that's not that bad. And you do like use so little of mm-hmm. those types of products right. usually.
Yeah, you just use a pea size of this. And this one's nice because I'll get a little bit of a lather going on. And do you double cleanse when you do your face?
Mm-hmm.
So do I. I do my clean at zero, like milk up. Y'all, I cannot talk tonight. I'm so sorry. I'm getting on my own nerves. I do my clean at zero makeup melter.
Yeah.
And it comes like all, it loosens everything up, and then I'll take that and there's no residue. And some of the cheaper face washes I would do would like leave like the greasy residue yeah. from it. I'm telling you, it's good.
Yeah. So I finally, maybe I'll try yours. So yeah. I'm experimenting a little with my skincare.
Are you?
Because I think that my skin barrier is finally improving.
Uh-huh.
And I think that was the big problem with my skin and how sensitive it was mm-hmm. is I needed to repair my skin barrier. And I really think,
how'd you do that?
I literally eliminated
everything.
Everything. And I've exclusively used the goat's milk products that I've shared
yeah.
before for like the last 6 months.
Okay.
And like only that.
Now your skin likes you again.
And my skin likes me again. So I'm introducing like other things. Usually cleansers are a surefire trigger for my skin.
Oh.
And there's one other cleanser. I don't want to say what it is now because I want to see how I do with it.
Okay.
But it's been working. So maybe I'll try the revision next.
Yeah, do. Because yeah. you have nice skin. So I feel like yours would be even like better with that. Mine's got still a lot of
texture
pigmentation.
Is not great. See, I don't have really? Pigmentation. Like,
no,
I don't have that issue, but I have texture.
You
see,
I have issues. I do.
Bitch, we all got
I
issues.
Do. I need some tissues for my issues. And last thing before we go, I just need everyone to know. Tomorrow, when you hear this, we may be ACC champs. Not sure yet.
So exciting!
The game about to pop off here shortly. I mean. I don't think I'm going to watch the full game. I don't do good with that. I like to watch the last few minutes. Spencer and I were talking the yeah. other day. And
it's basketball. Basketball, you need to only watch the last little bit and you're good.
It's too much for my nerves. I like to check in, or if I hear cussing from the living room, then I know I need to get back over there and peep and see what's going on. But yeah,
what was it like in your house that night?
Mm, we have not spoken a word of it. Mike told me, I'm going to whisper. I don't want him to hear it. So he's a big Duke fan, y'all. And if you're not familiar with the rivalry, I would argue to say Duke and Carolina is the biggest arch nemesis rivalry in sports from a college perspective.
It is for those of you who are like more Midwest region, think like U of M, Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. But there's so many ties to like the way. So Coach K, I read this thing that his first, Maggie is pulling McCord. She's obviously a Duke fan because she's trying to like
she's trying
ruin
to strangle
this.
You.
It's not okay. That
sabotage.
Is rude. So Coach K, his first game he ever coached, he lost to Carolina, I'm pretty sure. And then his last game at Cameron, he lost to UNC. It's like full circle.
Yeah.
And then he just lost the ACC. I'm literally having a whisper because Mike was so pissed. He was like, I'm done with college basketball and I really wanted to be like, yeah, Duke sucks. I've been telling you, but I just knew that was not the route to go. But I'm saying there was some GDs flying. He told me to turn that shirt off when he got in the bedroom. We didn't watch
no,
it in the same. Yes, you did. Me and Spencer were texting each other.
Well, because we're both UNC people in our house. So like we don't have a house divided. Mm-mm. So I had to do like a wellness check.
Oh, we've actually had arguments over games before. Like actual arguments about it for talking shit to each other. And then my brother's a Carolina fan. So my brother's like, how's it going in the Vaughn household? I'm like, things are not good. So tonight will be a night. And I really, really hope we can pull this through. I mean, I would
love
that.
It'd be amazing.
So
when I was leaving, Robbie was like, is Wendy going to watch the game when you guys are done? I said, Wendy will watch like the last quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She'll watch the last like 5 minutes of the game.
I'm going to read my book and then I'm going to pop in because that's the night that I started it. It was Saturday night. So I'm going to, or no, Sunday. Excuse me, y'all.
God, that was so violent.
I know. I don't know what's happening to me, but I'm going to pop in and out of my book and then I'll keep the Google,
perfect.
You know, thing going
yeah.
when I'm checking the scores. And then the last little bit, I'll just look and see.
fun stuff. Oh, what an episode. I love that the last several episodes, we've always, we've managed to work sports in.
I mean, what I was thinking that, who are we?
We're just preparing you for the Swiping Up Podcast Network's new shows that are going to be sports related. Right. Listen, one of Robbie's softball guys, he and his friend are dying to start a podcast and they want our help. I'm just saying.
Well?
And they're fucking funny. It would be a good show. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, well, then let's get this thing going.
All right. Well, that's all they wrote for that. All they wrote. All she wrote.
That's all she wrote. That's all they wrote. That's all we wrote. That's all we're writing. Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. Thank you for listening to this episode. As always, head on over to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review, some words of affirmation. We love it so, so much.
We do.
If you have anything negative to say,
keep it to yourself. Damn self. Tell your mama. Tell somebody that cares.
If you want to support us and the show, you can head over to patreon.com and sign up at the Millers tier for bonus episodes or buy merch from swipinguppodcast.com. You can follow us at Swiping Up and you can follow me at Spencer So Basic.
And you can follow me, Wendy, at Wendy Being Basic.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Go Tar Heels.
Tar Heels.
Yes.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.